So this all makes perfect sense when we look at this and see, okay, the morning star, the sun is a star. And by the way, this is not some radical, wild-eyed interpretation of referring to the morning star or the day star as the sun, because not only do we see that it's compatible with what Scripture is teaching everywhere else, not only that, all the way back to the very beginnings of Christianity, when the Bible began to be translated into other languages, okay, one of the earliest translations was a translation into Syriac or Aramaic known as the Peshitta. Who's ever heard of that translation before, the Peshitta? Well, Aramaic is one of the three biblical languages, right? And if you remember in the book of Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar has a dream and he doesn't know what the dream means, and by the way, he forgot the dream, and he wants them to tell him the dream and the interpretation, the Bible says, "Then answered they the king in Syriac." Okay, so when the king's men are talking to the king over in Babylon, they're using the Syriac language. Now, we know that Greek was the main language of the Roman Empire. Yes, they spoke Latin, but Greek was more important, bigger language, which is why the New Testament was written in Greek, okay? But in the East, that's in the West, Europe, Roman Empire, Greek. In the East, though, the main big language is Syriac. So obviously, when the New Testament was written, what do you think one of the first languages it's going to be translated into is? You know, it's got to be translated into Syriac if you're going to do missions all over the eastern part of the world. We focus on the Apostle Paul because the book of Acts focused on the Apostle Paul, and he headed west, didn't he? You know, he's heading into Greece and Macedonia and Italy. But what about all the other apostles? You know, eventually they got with the program. They did missions. They took the gospel all over the world. And several of them headed east. So they've got to take the word of God into not the Greek-speaking world, but the Syriac-speaking world, one of the hugest languages of the ancient world. So right away at the very beginning, all the way back to just right after the time of Christ, you have the New Testament translated into Syriac. Okay. And by the way, that Syriac New Testament backs up what the King James does in many places where they try to say, oh, you know, our oldest Greek manuscripts, you know. But if you go to the Syriac, it's like the King James in many cases, and they don't want to bring that fact up, okay? The fact that the Peshitta would line up more with the King James than these bogus modern versions, okay? Well, what's interesting is that the Syriac Peshitta translates in 2 Peter 1:19 when it says the day star arise in your hearts, it says the sun arise in your hearts, because that is what it's referring to. So this is an interpretation that's been around all the way back to the beginning of Christianity. It's what the Bible is teaching, and it all matches up and fits together.